News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Iran and Israel have launched more attacks as Donald Trump has weighed up US involvement, stating, "I may do it, I may not do it," when asked whether the US would join Israeli strikes on Iran. And Borzu Daragahi, Middle East journalist and analyst, joins us this morning. Good morning to you. Firstly, tell us your read of the situation before we talk about the US as such, but your read of the situation now between Israel and Iran.
Well, Israel is launching waves of attacks targeting Iran's not only nuclear facilities, but also its military sites, its military leaders, and energy infrastructure. In the process, it is also killing hundreds of civilians, according to a report in the New York Times, and people that I've spoken to and comments that are trickling out of Iran on the internet. Iran is responding with ballistic missiles, some of which are being blocked by Israel and its allies, including the United States, and, you know, likely European forces as well in the region, using anti-missile technology to destroy the missiles in the air before they hit their targets. And those missiles are less precise, but also generally targeting both military and energy sites.
Okay, so tit for tat waves from both. Israel hasn't said that they want regime change as such. They want to sort of challenge the nuclear potential of Iran, although regime change does seem a possibility. The US, their role in this, obviously it's very hard to read Donald Trump, what he might or might not do. But if you were, I suppose, Borzu, a betting man, do you see the US weighing in here alongside Israel?
I mean, I think they're already involved. They're providing intelligence, satellite data. They're, you know, as I mentioned, providing anti-missile technology. But Netanyahu has said very explicitly and several times that he foresees this conflict as a way of bringing about regime change, not just targeting certain abilities of Iran, military and nuclear. So I think there is some confusion there as to what the Israeli endgame is. Trump has campaigned as this president of peace who will get the U.S. out of these Middle East wars. He's under intense pressure from a certain wing of his own MAGA coalition, the neoconservatives, the pro-Israel advocates in his administration, to get involved in this. On the other hand, there are, you know, factions within the Republican Party and the MAGA coalition that are against this. He's trying to figure out, as, you know, Donald Trump tends to do, how this will benefit him. And trying to do that is very difficult.
Yeah, because obviously he, as you say, campaigned as a peacemaker, but largely as non-interventionist in these international conflicts, these international wars. So weighing in here in a new conflict flies in the face of that. Do you, the hawks within the Republican movement, the neoconservatives, as you say, which of those two groups do you think will hold sway with Donald Trump, or is it too soon to say?
It's too soon to say. I don't think he knows exactly what he's going to do. But it's, as I said, the U.S. is already involved. Western forces are already helping Israel in a substantial way. And so I think that there will be, if this war continues and Netanyahu knows this, there will be mission creep. There was an attack by Iran, which allegedly struck an Israeli hospital in the south. Things like that can be used by the Trump administration as well as the UK and some European powers as a casus belli as a sort of excuse to say that, look, Iran is going out of control. It's hitting civilian targets, whatever they want, because, you know, we basically blown way past international law and norms at this point, you know, post-Ukraine, post-Gaza, etc. So I think that, you know, there's a situation that's kind of dangerous, this degradation of international law, of international norms, that will allow those with might to exercise whatever they want.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Borzu Daragahi there, Middle East journalist and analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.